As the social networking site Twitter becomes more popular, a number of celebrities are signing up and writing short messages to their fans about what they're doing. But this week, Australian actor Hugh Jackman was forced to apologise after a message posted in his name referred to the Sydney Opera Centre. It turns out it was written by a staff member in the United States. So do fans care if the messages are being written by the stars themselves? And does ghost twittering undermine the whole medium? Youth Affairs reporter Michael Turtle.
No expense was spared for the Sydney launch of Hugh Jackman's new movie. A helicopter ride, a flying fox, and hours of interviews.
How you doing? Hey guys, how are you?
But from the smallest things, controversies can appear. For keen internet followers, Jackman's press tour had been tarnished by a message posted on his personal Twitter page. It read, "Having lunch on the harbour, across from the Opera Centre." Twitter is designed to be personal and intimate, and let users write short messages about what they're doing and what they're thinking at the time. Jackman's online identity purports to be him, but he's been forced to admit that the message was actually written by a staff member halfway across the world.
Sometimes I don't always get online and type. Sometimes I talk. Someone in my office says to me, "Okay, what are you going to say?" I say, "Well, I'm going down to Sydney. I'd like to say where I go and stuff like that." And so I communicated that over the phone. And when that got translated by someone American in my office, it came out all wrong. So it was my communication, but not my typing.
A lot of celebrities are now using the site, but not everyone is writing their own messages. Many of the posts are simply promotional, talking about when a new show or song is going to be released. One of the most followed stars is American singer Britney Spears. She was forced to change the way she used Twitter after it became clear she wasn't writing the messages herself. Now, each post has attribution as to whether it's her, her manager, or her social media director. At the other end of the spectrum is British comedian Stephen Fry, who's a prolific user and personally writes up to dozens of posts each day. The latest one reads, "Damn, slept through most of the afternoon. This really must stop. Off to see an exhibition in Chelsea." And Australian stars are also getting in on the act.
G'day, I'm Will Anderson. Welcome to The Gruen Transfer.
Will Anderson is a comedian and host of the ABC's The Gruen Transfer. He's a regular user of Twitter and writes all his posts.
There's a lot of sitting around in between, you know, making your TV show or filming a movie, or you're in a cab and you want something to do with your mind. And it's, Twitter is great for that, because it's not like having to dedicate a couple of hours to write a blog. You know, it's 140 characters. You know, it's just a thought and you can put it out there into the Twitterverse.
This idea, though, of ghost twittering, which a lot of big celebrities are doing, you know, getting a PR agent to write their stuff about what they're doing, does that kind of defeat the whole purpose of Twitter, do you think?
I think it's the most ridiculous thing of all time, because, like, what, you can't even write your own life now? I mean, imagine, you know, Hugh Jackman, for example, reading his own Twitters and thinking, "Wow, I'm not a Twitterer, I'm just a twit." I mean, Twitter's, that's all it's meant to be about. It's just meant to be about, like, this morning I tweeted about toast, how much I like toast.
From a public relations perspective, Twitter is obviously a powerful tool, with the ability to connect immediately and intimately with fans. The president of the Public Relations Institute of Australia, Tracy Jones, says its use is growing in the industry. But she doesn't think it matters if a celebrity is writing themselves or if it's being done by PR staff.
I think what you find in most cases is that the celebrity or the person who is tweeting is giving information on what they would like to see written, but may not necessarily be doing that themselves. Just the same as any client would direct their agency to write a media release and would tell them what they want to have in it.
Fans clearly are interested in what their idols are up to, whether it's sleeping in, thinking about toast, or sitting opposite the opera house. But this latest controversy shows they're not always going to be sucked in by the spin.
Michael Turtle reporting.